How to hack your natural biorhythms to increase productivity. Productivity is an essential aspect of any work environment. However, sometimes it can be challenging to maintain. Whether you're easily distracted, feeling burnt out, or simply struggling to stay focused, there are plenty of ways to boost your productivity and get more done. As productivity is such a huge topic, I'll cover different aspects ranging from work, home, and personal solutions over the next few weeks. Firstly, let's look at neuroscience and biology around how the brain and body function in relation to productivity. Using your circadian rhythm. Our circadian rhythm encompasses a range of 24-hour cycles operated by the body's internal clock. We are unaware of them, but they constantly run in the background, carrying out essential functions and processes. Part of our circadian rhythm is our sleep-wake cycle. These are 90-minute cycles which are on constant repeat during both the day and night. Today, I'll focus on our daytime cycles and discuss sleep hygiene in a separate article, as there's much more information that I can share on that topic. Daytime, biorhythm, and cycles. Once you know about your circadian rhythm, you can start to work with your biorhythms to be more effective. Here are some fundamental principles. We are at peak alertness 2 to 3 hours and 9 to 10 hours after we wake. Assuming we wake up at 7 a.m., at around 2:30 p.m., our coordination is at its highest. At 3:30 p.m., we have our quickest reaction time. At 5:30 p.m., we experience our best cardiovascular and muscle strength. In the text for this article, I have put a picture which demonstrates the entire 24-hour cycle. In addition to the 24-hour cycle, during each 90-minute cycle, our focus, energy, and ability to concentrate also ebbs and flows. You will definitely have experienced this flex. For example, consider a time when you've started work, but no matter how important the thing is that you should be doing, you just can't seem to focus. However, after 10 to 15 minutes of faffing around, you enter almost a trance-like state. We call that being in flow state. Alternatively, you may have been working hard for an hour with extreme concentration and suddenly find your mind wandering. You may find yourself daydreaming or having a sudden urge to do something entirely unrelated. However, no matter how hard you try to refocus, you just can't. That's your brain taking its natural break. If you constantly try to override this natural need to zone out, and it is a need, not a want, over the long term, it can lead to anxiety, overwhelm, and eventually burnout. We are simply not made to focus for long periods without a break. Therefore, if you can tune into your 90-minute cycle as well as your 24-hour biorhythm, you can learn to work with it to ultimately become more productive and effective. Use the ebbs and flows to your advantage. One problem I see with many clients referred to me as they're nearing burnout is their inability to take breaks. They mistakenly believe that they'll get more done by sitting at their desks without a break and battling through. After all, they're far too busy to take a break. The absolute opposite could not be more accurate. If you don't give your brain a break, even if you stay sitting at your desk while you do it, you will become less and less effective over the course of the day. There's a phenomenal amount of research on this topic, most agreeing that we are only capable of around 6 hours of quality, focused productivity. After that, both our output and quality of output declines significantly. 52-17 productivity hack. The 52-17 productivity method has become popular since its inception in 2014. It works by tapping into your natural circadian rhythm. Although a little shorter than 90 minutes, it's been proven to help increase productivity and quality of output. To use the 52-17 method, set a timer for 52 minutes, then work full on for those full 52 minutes, preferably concentrating on just one thing without interruptions. During that time, you should not do any other task other than the one you've assigned to that period. In other words, no checking social media, emails, phone calls, bathroom visits, tea making, etc. At the end of the 52 minutes, set your timer for 17 minutes and switch to something completely different, preferably where no concentration is necessary. This could be anything from staring into space, daydreaming, checking your phone, going for a walk, making a brew, anything, as long as it's not work related. Repeat this cycle for the rest of the working day. The Pomodoro Technique. The Pomodoro Technique is another popular productivity hack. Again, it taps into your natural ebbs and flows, but with a 25-5 ratio of working and resting. With the Pomodoro Technique, you work for 25 minutes solidly, as with the 15-17 method, and rest for 5. The downside of this method is that you may be in full flow when the alarm goes off, interrupting you and breaking that flow state. Try both and see which works for you. Alternatively, you could create your own based on 90 minutes. Often though, we have to try things for a while before they become effective. So avoid trying once and giving up. With anything new, we need to build new neural pathways for them to become a habit. What's next? Next week's article will explore tips and techniques for regulating your circadian rhythm and being more productive in work. If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at jo@jobanks.net to arrange a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.